Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today.
I was just watching you, Tom.
We'll be back on Monday. Oh, you were,
that
you
sounds
were watching
creepy.
Me?
Yeah.
But it's not surprising to me
I
at all.
I was watching Tom. On
when
the,
were you watching Tom?
On the YouTube feed. Oh. And I felt like he does look beleaguered. He looks especially beleaguered today.
Has anyone
As
looked
Devin's
up the actual definition of beleaguered?
I have not looked it up. I'm scared
beleaguered.
Of what I'm going to find.
You know what it is. It's like...
haggard?
Someone who's just constantly miserable. Like
in a very,
suffering.
Okay. Dictionary. In a very difficult situation... Or surrounded by armed forces aiming to capture it or force surrender, besieged.
John has no clue what beleaguered.
What are we talking about?
No
what
clue.
Are you talking about? What,
who got caught? Tom Kelly
like
by
suffering.
Military.
You're constantly.
Oh, so
troubled.
That was the adjective of beleaguered. This is the verb is to cause problems or difficulties for. Lay signs in a place, besiege. I don't know. I don't know.
He has no clue.
I don't know.
What are you talking? No.
Maybe I'm beleaguered by working with you all week.
Do you not? Beleaguered means you are
suffering or being
subjected to constant or repeated
harassment.
Trouble or harassment.
Yeah, harassment.
Working with
you.
You're the reason why I'm beleaguered.
I'd say
you're the one who's harassing me.
I didn't provide a reason. I stated that you are beleaguered. So now you are confirming that you're beleaguered, Tom.
Yes.
Beleaguered, talkative, sensitive, Tom.
Sensitive. Even when I'm miles away from you, you still find a way to beleaguer me.
Yeah, you're picking on TK.
Yeah, to beleaguer
I'm
me.
I'm picking on TK? What?
Yeah.
What are you talking
you
about?
You called him sensitive.
He's just...
You've been saying he looks beleaguered.
Well, he just said that I beleaguered him.
I mean, I already had to go into HR about him once. I mean, I don't want to have to do it again.
John, pick on someone your own size.
I feel like he's not learning his lesson.
I was just looking at Tom. I mean, watching Tom on the YouTube, and I thought, man, he looks tired. He looks...
I actually had a great night's sleep last night, but thank you for
really?
Saying that. Really? Yeah.
That's
did you
nice.
Really?
That's nice yeah. for you.
Did yeah. you get a nice dinner yes. and stuff?
I did not. I did not, no. But oh, I had a
you got to live it up.
Very nice, restful sleep down here last night.
Well, that's
John.
Good because you had a chance to really do for you yesterday, Tom.
I was not beleaguered yesterday. Time yeah. for a window into the weekend. Sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. So we got the Phillies and Angels this weekend. Golf fans, the Open Championship.
Mm. You
going
love
on.
Golf, Tom.
And I like watching these major tournaments. Are you a golf on TV fan,
no.
John?
Someone sounds so excited.
John,
while
what are you going to be doing this weekend? What's the window into your weekend?
He's fishing, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I will fish early with my daughter, Marlo.
What are you fishing for?
Hopefully I'll be able to get my son up to do that, too.
How early do you go out?
I don't know. Well, as early as I can get them up, I guess. But, again, I don't know where to go where I'm going to catch fish.
I was just going to ask, like, is this saltwater? Like, are you going
no,
to the
just,
shore to do
I'm going
this?
For
or
bass,
this is freshwater?
Yeah, freshwater,
okay.
Streams, creek, you know, pond, that sort of thing. We're just looking for spots. I'm going
to do you know how to bait a hook?
What?
Do you know how to bait a hook?
Yeah, Tom.
All right.
Are you serious?
Right. I'm just making sure. I don't
Come
know.
Come on, man. Do you?
I don't. No. I'm
wow.
not a fisherman.
Oh, man. Okay, so, whoa. I'm that's incredibly troubling. You've never been fishing?
Not since I was a kid. No. I don't have very much interest in fishing.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know how to bait a hook, Devin?
Is that when you put, like, the worm or bait on the hook?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could do that. I have interest in doing that? No.
Right. There's a big difference between knowing how to and actually doing or wanting to.
Yeah.
DeCamera also has no desire to fish. I have a major desire to fish. That'll be early in the morning. And then I get to hang out with Alicia. We go walking. We're doing exercising.
Oh, lovely.
It's exciting.
I'll be walking and gardening and, I don't know, trying to go out and be active.
Nice. Well, I think what you need to do, John, I think this is probably good. This would bring you guys closer together, is you and Joe, I think, need to just go fishing together. And maybe you can do that.
I've offered this.
You can do that on the
weekends.
You've offered that to Joe to go fishing with you? I don't believe that.
I have. And he does not take me up on this.
Because I think if you guys went fishing together,
many weekends, offered this.
And you shared a day together, non-work related, maybe you'd understand a little better why Joe needs your support.
No, I have tried to share those days with Joe. He never takes me up on it. He does. He, like you, has no clue how to fish.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
And doesn't really
Joe
desire
would be a good
to learn.
Fishing partner.
The visual of Joe fishing is pretty.
Can you imagine? I think
he's
it's
pretty
a
high
show,
maintenance.
I think
like,
it's
he'd
a
need
show
a snack.
Stopping idea.
Like, he'd need very specific circumstances.
Is there air conditioning on the boat?
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Guys, we're going to go there. We're going to go there eventually. Joe will catch a fish. I don't know. I can't imagine Joe getting out there and not getting sick. Like, if we go on the ocean, I think he'll be ill.
Seasick?
I think he will certainly be ill.
Ooh.
So maybe we need to start, creek, pond, river, whatever that would be. Freshwater, bass, that sort of thing. Sunfish even. Maybe just start super easy for him. I think it'd be fun. As a show, we could go and we could all learn as a group. Joe and Jimmy and whoever else. Rhea.
I mean, we're right here. Devin.
Yeah. I mean, thanks for the invite. I don't know. You're mentioning everybody
Tom,
else.
You said you don't really want to fish. Like you're.
We can
still
go.
If you invited me, maybe I'd go.
I'll drink a beer and tan
you,
while you guys fish.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well,
yeah,
I'd come out and watch you fish and drink.
While fishing.
Yeah.
It is.
If I'm on a boat, that's fine.
Yeah. Kill two
if you can get us out
stone.
On a boat, John, I'm down. I'll go fishing with you.
Well, I don't have a boat.
Okay, well,
I'm just talking about like walking to where you throw. No, you're. Wait, who's rich?
You're rich.
The
Tom,
former
you're
NFL
rich.
Player.
Late
in
the NFL.
The conversation.
No, Tom. Who was Tom telling me about that was so rich?
I don't know what you're talking about, John. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But now it's time to do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile.
Tom's a spoiled rich kid. I am with you, brother. You do not let TK bully you into getting behind Joe DeCamera just because he's your teammate. It's kind of like this Joel Embiid situation. He has the personality of Ben Simmons, the skill of Hakeem Olajuwon, and the body of Greg Oden. And the Sixers got behind him for an additional 3 more years. That won't work out too well, will it?
Ooh.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
No, probably not.
That really is a nice analogy there. How's that make you feel?
Not great.
Tom.
It doesn't make me feel great.
Talkative
What's next, Buzz?
Tom. Talkative, sensitive Tom.
Buzz?
John Ritchie, live your life. Don't listen to them. There's a very good reason why you're not supporting Joe. He's a jerk. He's our jerk. We love him, but he's a jerk. Don't root for him. I'm not rooting for him. Most of the Delaware Valley is not rooting for him. We don't care. He's an underdog. This humble, pious act, John called it out, he is manipulating the entire Delaware Valley into thinking that he is being not pompous.
Don't listen to them, John.
This is what I'm saying, though. It's an act because he knows he's swaying the people who are undecided, or he's
there
even swaying people
go.
Who are rooting for Jack. Because it's all an act.
Thank you so much.
No,
thank
I think he's
so
more.
Much
I think
for
Joe
being concise it, with that times yours call, because now I can just refer to that. Really, can we cut that, clip
no,
that, so anytime
no.
someone is bothersome, like talkative and sensitive Tom, I can play that clip.
We need, John, you need to understand that Joe is trying to change as a human being. Joe is trying to be less pompous. He's trying to be
that.
Less
beleaguered
arrogant.
Beleaguered and deceived, Tom. Beleaguered and deceived, Tom.
You just got to buy into what Joe is selling you, that's all. Let's get one more in here.
John Ritchie, you just don't get it. Hoodie Hammer is shtick. He's trolling you. It's false bravado, maybe even to compensate for his low self-esteem. If you think Joe really believes he's a better athlete, you just don't know Joe.
I agree.
Deep psychoanalysis
yeah.
of Joe.
It is amazing. People supposing they know Joe. People know Joe. I think I know Joe, too, sometimes. And I think, Tom, you are being deceived by Joe. And you're eating it up hook, line, and sinker. Like the fish that I hopefully catch this week.
Oh. Oh, my God. Clip that, Buzz. What happened there, John? Jeez, that was rough.
Like
that was a rough look for you.
That weekend. Was like a Joe to camera voice crack times a million.
He was gearing up to hit the finisher, too.
You sound beleaguered, John.
Man, yeah, you do sound beleaguered. Let's shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
That is the worst, though, when you're getting all fired up to make a point. And you think,
and your
like,
voice just
oh,
betrays
your voice just
you.
Goes on you.
Yeah,
like oh,
it's tough
man.
Look.
That's
it's
rough.
A tough
but
look.
I can't say I feel bad for John.
I don't think it's
know.
Bad.
I really don't.
I mean,
think
he's been picking
bad,
on you
guys.
All day.
Yeah, I mean, John's not a very nice guy.
No,
he's
not.
One of
not.
The things I'm learning.
Yeah, he's him. Just he's a mean person.
And I also
at his
yeah.
core.
And I really don't worry too much about the voice crack thing because it does happen to all of us.
Okay, well, that's important to get out there. So everybody make sure.
I feel fine about it.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. Yeah. Let's go to Dom. What's up, Dom?
How you doing, huh?
Dom.
What are you thinking about?
I don't know. What's
What'd you
going
say, Dom?
On, Dom?
What you thinking about now?
I don't know. This is.
What are you thinking about, Dom? You called
what
us.
What are you thinking about?
Me thinking that Joel Embiid. He's
what?
A bum.
Well, I don't know. I can't really hear Dom. I can hear the guy over
there's
here.
A guy.
What's it? Did he break news to us that the Eagles won the Super Bowl? Is that what he was saying?
Yeah, I think he was just. Yeah, he said Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Devin, do you know that?
And I said, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, the Eagles.
Go Birds.
Yeah, go Birds. There you go. Final read on our Twitter poll question of the day. Twitter poll question of the day is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. Do you still believe this Phillies team can win a World Series? John, your guesses this week have been pretty bad
yeah,
in regards
right.
to the the Twitter final results.
Off.
Way off. And you usually
off
have your hand on the pulse.
Yeah.
Where do you guess today?
Okay, so the way it's worded is, do you believe the Phillies have a chance to win a World Series?
Can win, yes.
Can win. All right, so that does feel like This is going to be more than 50% because people are hopeful coming off the All-Star game, and it is achievable whether you want to believe it or not. So I'm going to say 60% say that they think we have a chance to win it all.
Much better today. Much closer today. 55%. Mm-hmm. Say that they think the Phillies can win a
That's World more than I would guess. Like, I would assume that the general sentiment was more negative than that. So that I'm glad it's positive. But
yeah, me too.
I just wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this next week or so is going to be really important in terms of how people feel. Because I think everybody knows, like, and we've watched them all year. They need some kind of a jolt. They need some kind of a jump. And hopefully they do get that at the trade deadline. Because it doesn't it just feel like this team needs something like that?
It does. Like, I've genuinely questioned at times, like, if they're bored. Like, if they almost have the same mentality of, like, well, nothing matters until we get to the postseason and prove ourselves again. And because, like, you see that when they have a bad game, they usually come back with these, like, massive 13-0 wins like we saw a couple weeks ago. They need something.
Like they're budgeting. They're budgeting.
A jolt is a good way to put it. They need something because it's lacking energy.
Yeah, for sure. So that'll do it for us today. Fun week this week. Joe will be back on Monday. So I think they're going to try to do the tennis challenge next week. So, John, we got to get your ball man outfit together. All right.
I am the ball man.
You know, what I want you to do, can you take a picture of yourself in the ball man outfit this weekend and send it to me?
A video.
You got to get your ball man outfit ready.
I need to go find one. You have to do the ball man thing that you just did.
And doesn't he need, he needs the short white shorts, right?
Yes.
The short shorts.
And a sweatband, like a white
short
sweatband
white
headband.
Shorts.
Short white shorts, white
t-shirt. I need to
t-shirt.
Get white. I don't have white.
Well, you need white.
Well,
that,
you guess
white
you're
everything.
Not. You and Alicia can walk yourselves to the store tomorrow.
Ooh, I'll go to the mall.
Perfect.
Go to the mall and walk
there.
There
you go. So that'll do it for us today. Thank you to Buzz for producing. Louis Coco back in the studio. Fran, Tucker, everybody down here helped out as well.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.